Ball State University spokeswoman Kathy Wolf says the university will pay $1.27 million for the building, which first opened as a high school in 1970. But that doesn't mean Northside will close immediately, or even next school year, as an active Muncie Community Schools middle school. According to the agreement, MCS is allowed to lease the property back from Ball State for $1 per year for the next 5 years. The plan matches one passed by the MCS school board in April. While voting to close school buildings to combat the district's multi-million dollar deficit, board member Robert Warner proposed to keep Northside open in its current location until a new building could be built on the site of the now-closed Storer Elementary School. Here's Warner at that meeting.
Well, I'm going to take a leap of faith here, and I may fall flat on my face. I may lose. I may not even get a second. But it's time, I think, to have the courage to do the right thing, to look down the road, to have a vision.
The school board approved the idea, but still has not said what money will be used to build a new middle school building. Meanwhile, to help with maintenance at Northside, Ball State's purchase agreement says it will pay the district $60,000 a year for each year the building is leased. In a statement, Ball State President Jeffrey Mern says the purchase of Northside is in line with Ball State's plans to buy land adjacent to campus. In 2016, the university purchased the Anthony Administration Building from MCS. The former elementary school sits on a lot behind Northside Middle School. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.